Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the song, Colonel. Well, we're dead on air. We have to continue here with the part two of the Christmas celebrations. And we want to thank those who have been on the first segment. But we're up for the next 3 hours. So we ask that you call back in and you stick and stay. So the song would have stopped there if I knew about it. So we just got to keep talking, I guess, until that song comes up again. Merry, Merry Christmas 2022. When folks, we got out of COVID in 2020. That Christmas was not one which we would have expected. 2021, a little upswing, but this time we're pretty much up into the 90% or thereabout in serenading and celebrating Christmas. Pretty much back to normal. We can say St. Kitts and Nevis Carnival, Montserrat Carnival, Dominica Carnival, St. Croix having their festivities as well. But we are here to fill the void for those who are not having their celebration on Ireland. We're filling your hearts right here on the Caribbean Global Voices. This is the Christmas special, part two. And we hope that you keep our company. We got to have you in our company as well. So here comes the Mighty Sparrow with a medley.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Thank you. crashing through the snow. In a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to laugh and sing in the sleighing song tonight. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Like home
days, you can be home, sweet home. For the holidays, you can be home, sweet home. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
journey. Follow me in merry measure. While I tell of you thy treasure.
On in here where we can send them the greeting. Did money come to you because I walked away for a bit? Did she?
Money, okay, no, money did not come back yet. Tash called me and indicated that they got popped off, but I indicated to her that there was a second show going on, so she promised to call back in. Money, Yvonne is listening online. You know, she's not popping
her
voice.
Yes, this morning she was cooking up a storm. And she chickened out.
She was cooking up a storm?
Yes.
I just wanted to hear she was cooking. I don't want to know what she was cooking because then that gum might make me salivate all day. I just was wondering if she was cooking. And whatever she was cooking, it was good. So I know that. I just wanted to get a reminder of the big spread that used to be laid out. And Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day and all this kind of day. You know how my dear sister could put it together. So let me
call it two down, two back.
Yeah, man. You know. Memories don't leave like people do this day. So I got that to enjoy.
Yeah, I got a message. Where someone was in an Airbnb and there was riding out with Santa and looking for donkey in the pasture. So I hope that the donkey came by and bought gifts. And while I'm at it, I just go ahead and say Merry Christmas to Kathleen while I'm at it too at the same time. So two stories in one. And hopefully Montserrat is alive and kicking with their carnival as well. You know, half of it would have gone through this volcano eruption. The people and the will of the people decided, well, we shall live on, man. We'll do the people's will to stay on island. Most people did that and kept the heritage going. Montserrat. And kind of when we think Montserrat, we think of the King Awo. King Awo.
Right.
We need a song, Groove Master. I think that's one of his best songs. They call me Groove Master. Master Blaster, do you want to groove some more? Do you want to groove some more?
He got so many hits. You know.
Yeah, he have a lot of hits, but I love that one. Groove Master. Every time I heard it.
He got Columbia Rock that used to mess up the party. You know.
A bunch of people like Columbia too. Columbia. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, Kevin came by and had missed the second half of Tosh and the conversation there. Came by to bring gifts and collect gifts. It's cold, so he braved the cold and came out. Since the kids were not there, they normally come over, that's the tradition, but because it's so cold, they were advised that everyone stay in. So Kevin braved it and came. So, took up the last half an hour. Lana is trying to get in touch with mother. Mother came from church and she gone in the land to talk to the plants. And she's been there quite a while now. So Lana just left to go get
her. I hope she's not gone to nothing else but except I'm hoping that she doesn't go to do anything else except to talk.
Well,
to
I hope
plants.
She don't have the hoe in her hand at this time on this Sunday morning saying
that's
that she
exactly
don't
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You
well
know?
I tell Lana it's about time. So she now gone to forget it from there. Tell her we're ready to say our Merry Christmas, hi and hellos, and the high and lows, and what have you. Hopefully there's no low. The only low is Auntie Low. So we are waiting her. But in the meantime, dig up something. Let me
She was at the CSS reunion banquet as well. She ended up being. And
yes, I know there was
class members did exactly one of those skits during the banquet. That was part of the entertainment. Yeah. It was really good. It was really good.
It to Molten, remember when I saying, are we going to have some of those or what? And he thought it was a good idea. So I guess they put it into being. Okay. Good.
They put it into play. It was really well done. I'm sure, you know, it was quite entertaining, you know. The only thing I couldn't do was to taste the food. But it was quite entertaining. It was well put together, you know, everything flowed. And you know it was beautifully done, as to where I was sitting, you know, it was really well done. So the I'm happy to see that everything went off, you know, as good as I would hope for. And I'm think it would be as good as anybody else would hope. So you know, we got to play a little role in that, getting people in there. But
I did call Tash from the studio here. Maybe I need to get them back in from the studio, unless you gave them the number to call. But I did call them from the studio number.
Okay. Because she called me and indicated that they get knocked off. Oh, so I thought they were going to call back in.
No, they didn't have the number. I was going to call from the studio.
Okay, so you're going to call them back?
Okay, you know, let me give. Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Okay.
And
yeah, let me see if I could get a
Okay, sir.
Let me see if I could get a hold of Monique. Let me see if I could get a hold of Monique.
Okay, yeah. Well, say something in the meantime. Let's do something. And then... You can just give something, give a little or something there to just make up the time. Let's do this one here. Let's get some oil in the lamp here.
A little more oil in my lamp, keep it burning. A little more oil in my lamp, I pray. Keep it burning till the break of day.
If you know the name of the man, she told many some years ago. Money tell me, and this man from Zion, where she lived. And actually, he's a Christian, and he's not supposed to drink strong alcoholic beverages. But Christmas time come around, and the man mean he must have his horn, but he cannot let the people in the village and the people in the church know that he have any horn. So what he does is to take his lamp, you know those lamps that we got with the thing? And he carry it to the guy who's selling the hammond. Because the guy who sells the hammond used to sell kerosene as well.
Okay.
So he took his lamp and go get his lamp filled with hammond, and when he's coming back home, he's singing a little bit. A little bit more oil in my lamp, keep it burning. So, when money come back, ask her if you remember the name of the man that used to do that. So, you know.
Okay.
If you know, those people from Zion and Gingerland also have a lot of tricks. They use it up at Christmas time as well. Anyway, besides the hammer. Let's see our singing Francine set us behind the table for...
Well, wait, before we do that, I think CJ's trying to say something here. You know, I think I hear his voice in the back.
CJ?
I think I can hear him in the back. There.
CJ!
Okay.
Yeah, you know, CJ is in town, you got to move over, you know. I need to know if the snowman is up. That's what I need to know right now.
Uncle, I've never told him to.
Yeah, CJ, is the snowman up and keeping watch in the front yard, CJ?
Is the snowman up
keeping watch?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to play a song for you. We're going to dance to this one now. Christmas in my land, right? Singing fancy.
Yes.
Do you know that song? Singing fancy would have passed away. Singing fancy, that golden voice out of Barbados / Trinidad.
Hello.
He just passed away there last week.
Really?
It's a blessed memory. So we're going to play something from her now to spice up the Christmas. Here we go. Christmas in my land, kind of.
What you miss about Christmas? What you cooking if you die Christmas more? I have all the things you could think of mixed with a little love, but it just don't feel like what we get back home. I miss green peas and rice, ginger beer and night. I miss Christmas in my land. I miss bread and ham, sorrel and jam. I miss Christmas in my land. Coming home, I think Christmas season. Coming home for more than one reason. I'm coming to hear Christmas to start grow. I'm coming home to smell black cake baking and to watch them children playing in the sun. I miss Christmas in my land. That's right. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I miss Christmas in my land.
I'm a street cake. I'm a
I'm getting a surprise here. Wait, turn on, hold on. Christmas, Christmas for your Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Tash and Tony.
Merry Christmas, Auntie Mom. Good morning, Merry Christmas.
Morning, morning. Merry Christmas to you and Tony and CJ.
Thank you. Are you nice and warm, Auntie Barbara?
Oh, girl, we had like 6 and 7 degrees. It's a little nicer today. Actually, it's 21 today.
Oh.
So how you doing? You already did all your cooking and your baking?
I'm in the process of cooking. I don't want people to talk about me and say I'm cooking forever. So I gotta be on point.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. I love that sweet bread that y'all sent us. It was so good.
That's Tony. He put it in that. That's
yeah,
Tony.
I slice it. I have them slices every minute. If I ain't watching my belly, but I got to walk on it. And he bringing the sweet bread into me, you know. So it was delicious. He bring the sweet bread from you say I said it, and I have slicing off every minute eating it. He don't come tell me I must watch my belly. You see what I'm saying? I tell you. But thank you all so much, man. It's good.
You're welcome. You have to make another
Merry
bread.
Brava.
Yes, Cardinal. I've always setting people up. You know, you're always setting people up. Yes.
I want him against that.
Yeah, see what I tell you? Cardinal, listen, you know, he wanted to tell me about my belly all the time, right? But look at what she's going to do. She's going to bring the bread first, and now she's going to eat peas. Then I could be able to tell about her belly.
Okay, you know.
I know you're
on
the same, man. I know you got me.
You know what?
Yeah.
Next time, I'm not going to just tell him that. I'm going to beg him. And see if that works.
Yes, that's going to work. Merry Christmas to you too, Cardinal. Merry Christmas to you too.
Christmas.
I hope we could see each other soon. And listen, that came from that stuff punch tube you sent to me. Don't forget your sister-in-law.
Oh boy! Wait!
Cardinal, I put you in trouble now.
Don't be saying anything, okay?
Yes, Father.
Okay.
He asked me what I want for my Christmas gift, and that's why I told him I wanted.
Okay. And you say he sent it?
Hold on.
This is Christmas. Hold on. Stop the press.
I hope me and get my mouth in trouble. Yeah.
No, don't worry. You'll get the fun to Cuba.
Okay. Good, my bro. Good.
I wonder what order I should put in.
You want for the Cuba too?
I want a special delivery.
You want a special delivery?
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you guys forget this feeling. I say hold on. They drop the beat.
Uncle Ivan, hold on,
because we have to stop the press. We gotta bring in all of the media thing we need a drum roll because Mother B is in to hear her. Merry Christmas for your Christmas. Donovan?
Merry Christmas, Mother. Merry Christmas. Mother, Merry Christmas. May the Lord help you to continue to see many, many more with us.
Hey, Mother, be there.
Mother, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I hear Dr. B in the background.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Dr. B. Raj. Hey, Raj. Merry Christmas.
Let me go to you.
Mother B? Mother, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay,
hearing you now. Okay, so Merry, Merry Christmas. Did you get the first one I gave you?
A Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mother.
Don't overdo it. Just enjoy yourself. To the minimum. Think about
things.
Amen. Try it. And you will find this morning. Enjoy.
Okay, Mother B. That's Anthony and CJ saying Merry Christmas to you.
Merry
as well.
Christmas.
Okay. Donna?
Yes?
Okay, is that it close by? Okay. When are you guys heading up by Chris? Because we need to say Merry Christmas to Chris as well. Where we can call? Okay? We need some soft music in the back.
Okay.
Let me get you some. Let me get you some. Let me get you that song by Judges.
Yes, but something instrumental since we're talking though.
Oh, who's instrumental? Silent Night by Temptation.
Let's go, Mr. DJ. Tunes.
Oh, is that?
We need CJ to help him out. He need a technician.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Donna? Say that again.
Sorry, where's my daddy? But I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, we didn't hear daddy. Daddy saying something? Merry Christmas, daddy.
No, you...
Okay, I'll come back later.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. No, they're not by Vita yet. There's a link here. They're not by Vita yet.
Oh, okay.
Not here, what I say.
Long life, peace, prosperity, good health. Cheers to your good health. That'll be. Donna, bring him in. Donna. Donna B. Hello, hello. Yeah, bring Daddy on here. I can hear him in the back there a little bit. Slow and steady wins the race. Get him up to the podium, Donna.
Hello.
Donna, you hearing us? Okay. He was standing by there while the song was playing, and he was supposed to just come in right after that. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and say Merry Christmas to all the folks out there, those who are warming up. We hope that you're warming up to this conversation and to this medium. We know nature has taken force. It has brought in some cold weather. For us, no snow yet. I'm sure it's nice someplace. Lynn said he had some flowers yesterday. He was with us this morning. I forgot to ask him if he's having a snowy Christmas. So if he comes back, well, I guess we'll be able to ask him that question. Well, no money still. I tried again there to get her in, and no money, no money. So final gone.
Okay.
Virgil gonna be standing by.
We're gonna have to hear Monique later. She's traveling, and so at the end of her travel, she's gonna have an even better crowd of the you know, the old school with us.
She's having some problems. She went away from the cold or something.
No. She's still in Georgia. But she's traveling to Yvette's house. So. We get a hold of her, we get a hold of Yvette, and so I guess it's not as cold as we thought it was. People are getting out in the atmosphere, and
yeah,
you know, we're going to have a little thing here. So we'll probably hear from Monique later.
Mm-hmm.
and we got a hold of a couple of other people. They're doing it the old-fashioned way, but they're gathering at the house, having some eat and drink. I guess they finished cooking too. And gathering at the house, having eat and drink, and you know, really enjoy a beautiful Christmas Day, a time for celebration. And, you know, that's what we like to do here on the Caribbean Global Network. We love to celebrate, and we celebrate with everybody. We celebrate with everyone for their anniversaries, their birthdays, their graduations. We are always here to celebrate with you. And so we enjoy the fact that, you know, Christmas has come around. It's a time, a season of celebration, and we are glad that we are right here to do that. So stick around a little bit, and Monique will come through at a little later. In the meantime, let's see
Butu. Oh, no. Butu was gone. I forgot that now. Virgil Francis, one of which you made.
Hello?
Mr. Francis.
Merry Christmas, Virgil.
The world is hearing you. We are live on air. You're in tune to the Caribbean Global Voices. And this is the Block Talk Radio Show. We're doing a Christmas marathon. And Virgil is found on the mountaintop. Are you coming down with the sleigh? Are you with the big belly guy who is all tooted up in red with some black smoke got stuck in the chimney, as far as I'm concerned?
First of all, good.
Let me tell
good,
people who Virgil
good,
Ira.
Good afternoon.
Let me tell people who Virgil is, eh?
Okay, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Virgil. Merry Christmas.
Good afternoon.
Let me tell everybody
to each
who don't know Virgil
you.
Who Virgil is. Huh? Let me explain to people who Virgil is. Virgil is the guy, good friend of ours, has about 3 sons. And all of them named Virgil Francis. Now, the reason why he does that is that when the year comes around, he gets a lot of presents. Because all the Virgil Francis' birthdays become Virgil's birthday. So every year, Virgil celebrates about 3 or 4 birthdays. You know, so I don't know if he's going to do that to Santa as well. So let's hear him. Virgil, come on in.
Yeah, first of all, let me say good afternoon to all the listeners all over the world, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you and all the panelists out there. But that's a secret I did not want to let anybody know. I just told you, or you told me you would not let off my secret, and I'm disappointed.
Merry Christmas, Virgil.
Thank you.
Virgil, you believe me now. I tell you to always keep an eye on Virgil. You thought it was only President Nixon was a cook.
Exactly. I didn't expect that from him.
Okay.
Uncle Ivor always get thrown under the bus.
Well, I didn't call anybody the cook. All I just say is Nixon was not the only one who is a cook. That's all I said. So, who's the next one? I didn't call nobody name.
I think Ivor is the masterminder behind that situation with Cardinal. They let out that secret.
Everybody knows.
What kind of business this is?
You see, I wasn't gonna reveal my sources that way, but.
I told you that. Remember I called Miss Cleo, and Miss Cleo told me that Ivor is a masterminder, you know.
I need to bring CJ to the rescue. CJ, you have to come to my rescue. CJ, come and show you the muscles for me.
You're here, Tosh. Virgil,
yes, sir.
Did you hear Tash saying Merry Christmas to you?
Who?
Merry Christmas, Virgil.
Thank you very much. And same to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And she's the same one who they said, Uncle Ivan always getting thrown under the bus.
I heard that.
Is not
he get thrown under the bus? No, she didn't realize he's driving the bus.
Virgil, my wife don't like how you push me under the bus, so she has something to say to you.
Merry Christmas, Virgil.
Thank you very much, my dear, and same return to you.
Thank you, thank you. Was that my husband you were speaking about like that?
What was that? What did I say? I don't recall.
Your Honor.
Did you throw my husband under the bus?
I take the fifth. I don't recall.
Yeah.
What I heard him say.
Yes, Cardinal.
He said your husband is a mastermind. That was very complimentary.
Oh, I like that. I have a mastermind.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, remember they said I have three Virgil Francis, so you have to be careful which one you're talking to, because it's not the one you're talking to now.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well,
it's Tony Williams. Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Virgil. I wish you all the best for the new year. Okay?
Thank you very much. And I'm down
and
here and I'm cold. And I'm cold. I don't go outside.
Where are you so cold?
I'm almost the end of the United States. I'm in Florida right here in the beautiful city
the
of
beautiful
Florida.
City.
And I'm cold.
Of Florida here.
Are you down there? Suppose you are paying 6 degrees.
Listen to me. Even when it's hot, I'm cold. So I'm not. If it's any moving, it's further south. No, we're not. Don't like the cold.
That's the first truth he told. He's a real cold fellow. You got to keep up.
Yep.
He's really cold.
Don't like the cold.
Anyway, I wish you all the best for the new year, okay? May the Lord continue to bless you. Okay.
Thank you, and same to you.
Virgil is the bearer of bad news. He's a cold guy. He deals with cold people. Cold.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm cold.
Virgil, man, all the best to you and the family. Take care of the kids. Take care of yourself and others.
Thank you very much, and same to each and every one of you.
Yes, we're going to stick and stay until 3 o'clock, so... If you care to call me and I'll get you through with the other.
No, I can stay and listen to me. I'm not homeless today because I'm back in my house, but they had destroyed my dish, so I had to get it fixed yesterday, and I'm really home alone because my rest part of my family is in Antigua, so I'm good.
They can stay with us, man. They can stay. And feel free.
Yeah.
You can chime in every time. Every time they say anything bad about me, you just chime in. You know what to say. There's a whole gang here against me right now.
Is it the bad bad or the good bad?
I want you to determine that for yourself, because I don't know. I got to keep my eyes on the mills people, them especially. They're grinding me in the mill, man.
Including the one where I was just on here say, are you doing this and that to Uncle Ivor?
That's a weed. No. She passes well. We do education. Read, write, math, English, everything. Tash reads.
Okay.
Tash reads well. She reads. Yes.
You slip past that one.
I slip past the book. No. I got to stick with my reader. You mad?
Okay.
No. Yeah, I think with people who read. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Otherwise you'll get...
Okay.
Hey, Virgil.
Yes, sir.
Tony Reed here, brother. Merry Christmas to you and the family, brother.
Hey, same to you, bro. Same to you. Long time don't see, but at least glad to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, man. Same here, brother. here hanging, yeah. Taking everything cool, you know.
So you bowl, are you there bowling now? You have some in swinger?
Oh no. Let me give the common trend that. Let me give the common trend that. I can give the common trend that. Tony Reed, last match that I umpired, it was a joy for me to look at. And the biggest joke is that I ain't a coach. The batsman turned me into a coach when Tony bowling to him. Here's word Virgil. After the man faced about 8 balls, he went to the rap for rescue. He said, man, I can't figure this guy, man. I can't figure him out. For the S bowling, 36 deliveries, 36 dot balls, 2 wickets, 6-1. From the 6-0. So, I was there to witness the in-swingers, not to face them, Virgil.
All right, let me since Tony Reed and they know, let me go back a little bit further. You remember the last Shell Shield? You remember the last Shell Shield? Leeward play against Barbados down the
Islanders
airport. Where call it again? Opa-locka Airport.
Islanders World. Islanders World.
No, it wasn't Island. Was down by the airport.
Yes, that's the ground. Islanders World. By the airport.
Islanders ground.
Yeah, down by airport. Opa-locka.
You know the reason why Leeward lose that game?
Why?
Well,
there we go.
This is what the Bajan tell me. What's his name again? Adeni?
Raymond, yeah.
Raymond Denny come up and said, Virgil, you're not playing today? I said, no. Oh, he said, oh, we win the game then, man.
I wonder why you didn't play.
I ask Ivan why I didn't play the game.
Tash, this is how I'm gonna answer him because we doing tag way right now. This is Christmas.
Tash, Merry Christmas to you. I sure you remember the game too.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Ivor, continue, Ivor.
You see, Virgil.
Cardinal, your name is not Ivor.
Yes,
Ivor need to continue the conversation with the opponent, the opposite team that was playing against.
Okay. All right.
Here comes the spoiler for my Christmas. I was having a good Christmas until this conversation came up. Virgil was doing well all season. There was a guy by the name of Otto. Everybody saying Otto is this big all-arounder. He can bat, he can bowl. Ivor don't like to bowl. And here's the decision that the man up in Ivor head say, you know what I mean? Let me leave out Virgil today. I'll pick Otto to strengthen the batting. I'll let him have my position at number 3, Otto bats number 3. I'll do a little bit of Virgil bowling, and Otto will do a little bit. Well, he was the biggest letdown. Otto failed in all departments, bowling and batting. Virgil stayed over there on the truck, clipping his toenails from the beginning of the match to the end of the match.
I'm going to tell you.
He stay in a position that I can look at him all day long, right? Open the back of his truck, turn it to the pitch while he's over there. Can't get no wickets. I just got this van there opening up for me to watch him all the time. As if to say, kick that, as the base and pile on some ones. But we had the match to win. But then here comes, now we bowl first, you know. Here comes Otto. Otto, boy, got on number 3 do a thing. Otto can't do a thing, boy. The next thing, you know, I think he ended up being the biggest regret I made to leave out Virgil. Only because of the batting that Otto could have bat better than him, because Virgil just want to bowl all day. He don't want to bat. We end up losing the match by about 2 or 3 runs. The Shell Shield, you know, came second round. And Virgil would always come back and taunt me with that I left him out.
Even to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man, bring that in.
Wait, no.
Even to say Merry Christmas, he can't do that.
Ivor, No, listen to that. I'm so glad Tash is on, because I think it's from that day Tash hold on to Tony Reed and never look back for nobody from St. Kitts again on eBay. So
you see, you're the winner. She went to the winner. She went to
the winner instantly.
Well,
I
did tell
you. I'm still on my victory lap for 24 years going strong.
You see how long that was, Diva? It's a long time ago, you know.
And you still remember that to today. And still rub it in even on Christmas Day. By Virgil.
Yeah.
I don't know, boy.
Hey, you know, I come like, hey, Virgil.
Hey, so, Tony, you have to glad Ivor leave me out of the team so your team could have win. So up until now, you see, you still double win, you know. You win Tash and you win the game. So you owe me.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, Ivor, no, the case is settled. The case is settled now, Ivor.
Okay.
But on Christmas Day? You said last Christmas Day, Virgil, man?
No, hey, that's the best both of us get.
I thought it was under the bus, but now I got under the train track with iron wheels.
Hey,
yeah,
don't worry,
Ivor.
Tony's going to save you.
Oh, I enjoyed my game, man. It's only when Tony batted and he have to make runs, you know. I once or twice, he give me a little disappointment. But I get my just reward when I umpire. Tony comes through for me every time. He took a splendid catch, boy. I know Tasha have to do without a one hand right now. Tony can only use one hand. A real hard catch. That hand can't be no good right now. But he has a... Yep. Yeah. We still
don't use big
Yeah, man. Those Chelsea days were the good days, man.
No, those were the good days, man.
But, Virgil, you should have been there Sunday, boy. These guys from Sri Lanka, you know, man, sporting the big Sri Lanka shirt. You think they're big time, and they come and say, boy, I can't figure him out. Boy, I have to laugh. You're not supposed to laugh in the umpire match, but I just have to laugh. A big man coming up to you, boy. Even after the match, and they're shaking hands, he's still laughing, boy.
What game, guys? Sunday gone?
Sunday just gone, yeah, with one of the match. Port St. Lucie playing against, I don't remember the name of the team, but some St. Lucie guys and Sri Lanka guys. I'll tell you.
So, where did Tony Reed had him playing for ball? That's not there?
Not there. I was saying, well, what was going on here, boy? You ever see anybody going to bowl 36 balls and 30 of them is duck balls in a 20-20 match? The man cried out. He said, boy, I can't figure him out, boy. He just said, my told me that I was batting with Wade one time. And Wade came down to me and said, boy, I can't figure him out, boy. I can't figure him out. Remember Wade, I said, okay, it's okay. I'll find this right. I'll find this right. Just stay in here. He said, boy, I just can't figure him out, boy. And that time was a red ball, so thought it was getting even more swing then. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, folks, it's Christmas. What about the cereal? What about some rum? Virgil, what did you do? Did you get a Christmas cake, a rum cake? Raisin roll, what did you do?
Neither, none of them. What happened? I was made with a little alcohol, and it's in my veins, so I don't put no more inside of it. So I don't touch nothing at all with alcohol, neither cake or nothing like that or whatever. If I look at the label, just the label alone will make my eyes start to turn. So,
but that was when Butu that's when Butu was alive. You told me Butu used to drink for you. Remember one time on the field, they offered you a drink. You said, "No man, Butu gonna drink for me." Now he's gone. Mm-hmm. Will you take a shot for Butu now?
A shot? Well,
yeah, for him.
When I go to the hospital and they give me a shot, I don't know if it's penicillin or antibiotic or something like that, I'll take that shot.
No, you didn't ask Tash if she went to the bathroom already. What is the paper cell? You got to go, come on, man.
Huh? So, they have, where you call it again? You know that stuff where they use the pen, so maybe you can just have that one time so you don't have to move.
All right, folks, it's still Christmas. Donnelly, did we get Daddy? Come on, we still need to hear Daddy's voice.
How come you don't have none of them singing? You know, when you used to home, we used to go on and do Christmas carol, like just the night before Christmas, and people would give 5 cents, 10 cents, or 50 cents, or whatever.
Yeah.
You should have one day. Tell Tash she can sing a Christmas song. Somebody can then can sing a Christmas song. Man.
I mean, hold on, but Tash, you heard it yourself.
Yeah.
Well, Tash was singing. I asked Tash to sing already, and then I didn't hear none for 2 minutes. I said, Tash, we can't have dead ear on the radio. He said he didn't hear me singing Silent Night. I was very
so
silent.
So you were singing Silent Night. Oh, okay.
Yes. So that one didn't pass, Virgil.
Oh, so yes. She was actually singing. Okay, that's good. At least you can't say she didn't do it.
I hear what I'm telling you. Yep. Yep.
But Tony.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, I had surgery about 3 months ago on my knees, man. One of my knees. Yeah, that started having them swell up and all kind of stuff. But then it was the meniscus that was torn. Next year, by the end of May, I'm going to do the other one, man. That thing was like torture, believe you. But the one is healing up now, the left one. So in May, I'm going to do the other one. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's why
I stay away from, because then guys have me, I think last year, year before, they went up to play a master, and I haven't played for 10 years. I went to them, and I think that irritated.
Right.
Yeah, so I had to take care of that now.
Exactly.
So the next time I'm going to play, I'm going to have somebody run up and give me the ball, and then I'm going to deliver the ball.
Okay, that sounds good. I know I honestly be successful, but...
Okay. All right, it's Christmas, as we say. So let me ask you guys.
997 is not available at the
No guys.
Yeah, let's work with. Let me offer you a little something from the Crucian Festival affair. He's going to say Merry Christmas anyway. Stanley.
I tell you, but guess who is in the back there dancing? I bet nobody can guess who dancing. Busting
no.
The sweat, then cool off.
Ivan.
Tony? Yes.
No. You saying that? No. I'm confused because I see Tash dancing, but I want to know if it's like a Nevis dance or a Bajan dance, because it kind of confused me because she's doing two different things. So I don't know which one. So she can tell us which one.
Well,
I got to do both.
You
so
know,
That's a cool thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yep.
Look at this. Can I move to the head of the class? We got fellow in the
okay.
House.
Okay. Yeah, fellow, pass to your fellow. No, that's a crucial thing. But it's a thing all over. Ivor, you know that there is the... It's fellow on dancing, right?
Yes, sir.
Ivor, no, that's the music we just do what we call Brazzardin.
But, hey, that was not an Antiguan dance. I mean, I don't know what kind of dance fellow was doing, because that wasn't an Antiguan dance he was doing. So somebody tell me what it is.
Kujan.
Oh,
okay, okay, okay.
Ah.
That's the same kind of music that Bone Influence plays, but you only do it with different instruments. So you see, it could be an Tegan dance too. And that is the one thing that they don't have in the beautiful city of Lauderhill.
Uh-oh.
So you're probably not going to... The beautiful city of Lala Hill might have everything. But I'm pressing you ain't got a one there. I don't send something for you, Bobby. Don't worry.
No, I'm having a bad connection.
I'm going to pay out for you.
You know what happened when you're kind of cloudy? The satellite go in and out. So that's what happened.
Mr. Anthony, I want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas. As the year comes to a close, I hope that 2022 would have done you some justice, and 2023 would even go beyond your expectations.
Thank you very much, sir. Same to you, man.
Yes, sir. Well,
hello.
Tony, say, let me get a message from Tony.
Tell out, please don't call back down here, okay? Leave it up there in Atlanta.
Yeah, make it hard, man.
I got to share the call with me. But anyway, let me just think. Tony's still there, right?
Tony. He coming.
Yeah. You see, I don't like to talk behind people back. So let me just say what's going on here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Bye.
Tony
said the last match they're as good as the last game, and they win the last match without you. So he's not so sure that you will come back.
Yeah, Ivo, are you?
Yeah, I was giving the message that he gave me. You win the last match without him. He didn't come. He didn't show up. He said he make all kind of excuse, saying that his bones them one mending and all kind of stuff. And you give me the message to tell him that you don't have to come back because you all win without him.
Iva.
The message is
Iva.
Yes, sir.
Ask him what I put in the chat. Ask him what did I put in the chat. Ask him.
What you put in the chat? Well, it's going to be something good because you didn't have too much good things to say.
No, he said in the chat that he said the guy's been without him. So he don't need him.
Yeah.
I can't look at the better without me, man, so I ain't coming.
are you fired the work? But Tony tried to tell me he fired you.
Hey, Pete. You know that will never happen, brother.
I know that, man. I'm coming here to open up single, man. I know that.
Hey, which one of you want a witness?
Real.
I can square that up, you know, but somebody got to tell me which one want a witness. No, to what both of you were talking about, I overheard everything.
And Virgil, how much your witness can cost them?
Huh?
How much your witness can cost them?
Who can pay the most?
Unless that is confidential information.
No, hear my answer.
Do I need a
service? I was just asking.
Yeah, but you miss a good game, fellow boy. I am playing the game and I have to laugh. I mean, I said I was trying to hide it because Tucker was over the video taping and you never know where this thing gonna reach. Tony Ball, 36 deliveries. That is the 6 overs. And his figures were 6 overs, 6 runs, 2 wickets. And when you take the scorebook, he had 30 balls that were duck balls. Well, a guy out there batting, he's surviving, you know, he's surviving. How he's doing it, only heaven knows. The man come to me as an umpire, not as a coach, and say, "Umpy, I can't figure him out, man. I can't figure him out." I just have to laugh and say, "But this is days of old boy."
You are happy.
What happened to Ivan?
Yeah. Huh?
Gosh. You notice how your Uncle Ivor does hear things differently to everybody else? And you're quarreling about people trying to handle the bus.
What did I miss?
What did you miss?
Yeah, I kind of cooking at the same time, so I thought I missed something. I missed something.
Oh, he telling Pillow that Tony fire him. Tony say he fire Pillow.
Oh Lord, no, Tony said such a thing.
Are your uncle Ivor say? Tony say he fired Pillow.
Where Pillow say he fired the work?
Pillow come on and Pillow say he fired the work.
Why so?
You see?
If I was Tony, I said, no, you can't fire the work. I fire you.
Take me into the man call out sick. He entitled to 6 times.
Tosh, you say you cook. No, your answer should be, I'm cooking.
Wait,
he dropped. I'm bringing up a pillow just dropped.
Hey.
Yeah, you look at your drop there, boy. There are other things they say behind your back, boy. Me have to bring it back in quick.
Boy, that Virgil,
I am Virgil, boy. You shouldn't hear Virgil over here, boy. No. Not on Christmas Day. Not on the butterflies, Virgil. Let me call back, fellow. I bet you don't say nothing bad about you now you're in the life. I bet anybody. I know. I tell you about it. I tell you, fellow. Some people just whistle and he go, You know.
Hey, Tash, what are you cooking? Today is Christmas. We got to know what you're cooking.
I'm cooking rice and sweet and peas.
You got to say like Woody. Woody asked me about cooking. I say you're cooking food. You're cooking food and rice and chicken and relish.
Yes, he does have pigeon pea and rice. Some a roast in the oven. Some chicken there.
And TJ
wanted ham for breakfast, so he ham was finished since morning. So
where's the pillow eat out the ham?
No, CJ, he wanted the ham.
Oh, I thought that the pillow eat out the ham. Come in one, develop the pillow's big secret.
No. You know, mess with that.
Uncle Pete don't mess with that type of pork.
Okay, hey, I don't know. Maybe I misunderstand the way how he was talking, you know. So I thought he said pillow eat out the pork. So that's the ham.
Not, listen, good. Not that kind of pork.
Okay.
Tashiba.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I call you good. The wife, Amina.
Corey good.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, Corey good. The wife, Amina. Pork. Corey good.
A lot of people cook pork and say Corey good, you know.
But Uncle Pete,
they just call him there. Corey good thing there.
That thing there.
No, Tashiba. You think of.
Well,
you know nothing
go
so.
Yes.
Well,
we said that many. Fella ain't gonna eat no pork. So I can stick up for my pillow now.
Yeah,
pillow
right.
Is like a pillow.
How do you think
fellow get the name? Because he tell us a pillow. Yeah.
Yeah, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that the
one? Yeah,
tell me what happened to what she cooked. I want to know what she cooked.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on this day. The world is listening, so I don't want to be rude like these guys over here. Just be nice like me. It's Merry Christmas to you. I ain't talking about mutton and chicken. They're talking about hug and poke and stuff. I don't indulge in those kind of things. We keep it clean. All the best for the 2020 when it comes.
Tell me about some pork too, so.
Oh.
Virgil.
Yes, sir.
There you come.
Where Pillow? Where Pillow live when you get the name Pillow?
Where you live when you get the name Pillow?
Yeah.
I
will say name Pillow. Huh?
A brief message, and I will return your call as soon as...
Who your call, Dad?
You know.
Oh.
No, that was money. Money, oh. Voicemail coming on.
Oh.
Right, you know which way you bet yet? Now, and when Trinidadians tell me, when they don't want to tell you what's in the pot, they tell you Pillow.
Oh.
Right? And Tegans, when they don't want to tell you what's on the pot, they tell you it's cook up. You hear that word, right?
Yeah.
So, when you eat pillow, you just eat what you get. Nobody can tell you what's in the pot. When you do it in Antigua, you get cook up.
Okay. No, pillow is always season, right?
Okay.
so that's where you get the name from? At the season, right? You just love
pillow. Yeah. No, I was saying that's why you name pillow.
Ah. That's what I'm
saying. He doesn't eat no pork. He doesn't eat pillow.
Oh, cool.
But pillow mean nobody gonna tell you why in the past. That's in a Trinidad. Now when you get to Antigua now, the same thing is called cook up.
No, it's not cook up.
You hear the
season rice. But you see,
rice. Okay.
I would tell them I want the virgin season rice. When you get the virgin season rice, it doesn't have in a book.
It doesn't have anything in it but season rice. Maybe peas.
The seasoned rice having all kind of meat with the pork. But you can say you want a virgin seasoned rice, you have to get it without the pork.
Oh. See, I don't know that. I just hear them people say, give me a cook up. I'm a restaurant and so.
No,
don't tell nobody what
have to be the same rice.
Eh? Oh, that's the one
that
have
to be the guy that in St. Croix. That's a cook up. So we say seasoned rice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, well, I got to make that clear.
And the other one is pepper pot.
Pepper pot.
What pepper pot? Pepper pot got pork in it.
Yeah, the one got pork in it too.
Beef.
Yeah.
Pepper pot got pork in it.
Pepper pot got pork in there.
Yeah. Yeah, pepper pot got pork in it unless you want the virgin one without the pork.
Yeah, but you don't eat up a lot of pork, Cardinal boy. When you think it's pepper pot,
I thought pepper pot had beef.
Now you know, and you're still alive, so you eat pork.
Got pork in there too.
Yeah,
why
you
eat a pork, boy?
Yeah, Auntie, you're gonna really do it without the pork. But you have to say, unless you get the virgin one.
Okay, then I go back to the baker. I go tell him what I need.
Tell him what virgin pepper pot.
Okay. That's why I would say that. Please stop saying that I eat a pilot book. Maybe that's why I don't need it anymore.
You want some fungi?
Sure.
You want some fungi?
Who got fungi?
Pillar wife cooking some fungi back there.
Today at Christmas, she now cook no fungi.
Exactly. Okay. Too much work for the one day.
That's for next month and onward, not for Christmas Day. Okay.
Look, one time ago, I used to help my grandmother turn the fungi, right? I never know why she take out the okra at certain time, and then when you start to turn it, you throw the okra in. So I went to New York, and this lady that was saying, tell me to make some for her, man. And I did that. And what happened? When I finished, the fungi was green because I never take out the okra. I never know. That's how I learned how that means you have to take out the okra at certain time, and then you pour it back in while you start to turn it, right? But I make the water boil until the water turns green. And then she get a real green fungi because the okra never come out, never take out. So I learned my lesson from there.
Well, the bear don't call it cuckoo.
Yeah.
And that's what
I don't know where they get that name from.
Because it's cornmeal.
The look. Uh-huh. It look like cuckoo.
No. No, listen to the story. The first time when I went to New York, I said my 21st birthday when I went to New York first, 1987, right? And somebody was, I can't remember, Labor Day or something like that. They wanted us to cook
something. Virgil, you're trying to remember something. Before we bring it on, we have another call here. We want to say, I'll just go ahead and say my favorite niece. Angela. How's that song? You want to argue with Angela?
Merry Christmas,
you know
everybody.
Oh, there you go, Merry
Same
Christmas.
To you, my dear.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
How is everybody doing?
Well,
Mom.
We're having a great time.
How is the weather?
I don't know. Why do you think you should talk to everybody? See how everybody do now. You get up and you start to talk. What kind of business is this?
I mean, Dandy Brown, let me too.
I'm good.
My favorite nice. Niece and Merry Christmas to my favorite niece and daughter.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to my auntie mom. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How is the family?
Family's doing well. We are enjoying this nice, cold Christmas, but it is still enjoyable. Thanking God for life and for strength and just being here in a right mind.
Praise God. And that's the reason for the season, right? Christ
yes.
Christ. Amen.
That's
amen. Well, say hi to the family for me and tell everybody I love
sure
them.
Will. I sure will. Thank you. Y'all have a
love
good day.
You.
Yeah, before you go, I like when you say you're in the right mind because I don't know what can be right about arthritis. As of today, we're going to call it arthritis. You have a good day. Tell
you too.
Tracy,
thank
I said
you.
Merry, Merry Christmas. And let him know that
I
something going on.
All right. I sure will let him know. Thank you. Bye-bye. Love you all.
Okay, bye. Have a good one. Take care of yourself
you
and the family.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
I sure will.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait, hold on. Leah and Kai, make sure you say hi and hello and Merry Christmas to them first. Did she come in town? Oh, she gone. Yeah, Angie gone. Yeah, she went a little too quick there. Well, Mr. The man of the moment. Anybody knows Ma Wubi? Anybody knows Ma Wubi? Virgil, do you know Ma Wubi?
Yes.
Chandler, do you know Ma Wubi?
I heard about Ma
yes,
Wubi.
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, I know. I got a pal. And who had to wait all year long for birthday? And next week, this time, so we have to have a celebration. I don't care what anybody says. My friend and brother, Mr. Winston, we want to say a very Merry Christmas to you, sir. To you and yours.
Thank you very much, my brother, Ivor. Thank you very much. And all my other brothers and sisters on the show today, Oh, yeah. I can tell you this is not the typical Florida. I just look at my phone, look at the weather. It's 46, and it, with the wind chill, it feels like 40. Oh, Ivor, I know you may be about, how much below? About 15 below?
When sweet 16 at this time, but don't worry, Tim. But just before you send the greeting, you see what you're saying there about 46? It's not David alone, man. Mm-hmm. We got a guy, I'm not going to call his name. He is agreeing with David yesterday. All day on the show, go back and listen to it. How you bring down all kind of coal from up north into Mexico, and you should come back, you should go back, you shouldn't come back, and blah, blah. He's on the show now. But anyway, it's for you to figure it out, because Virgil and Cardinal, Tony, Pello, Tash, TJ, a lot of people on here, it's for you to select which one of them joining with David to say, you shouldn't come back, pick your coal and go where you come from. He said, where you get your coal, coffee there.
Well, I may just take the advice on the stay in Connecticut.
Okay, then. If I were you, I would do that. I would keep far from them. It's like
yes,
my
yes.
Mama say, who then is? Who then is? And they say, if they were only, and they keep far from them. But if I were you, I keep far from them.
I'm agreeing with you, too.
Okay, then. So, is your turn. The world is listening.
All right, man. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners throughout the world. Of course, today it's Christmas Day. We have been waiting all year, and then come. He's here today. It's here today, and wow, very unusual one for us, as I say, in Florida. Very cold, but nevertheless, by Tuesday we'll be up in the 70s again. That's the typical Florida weather. I just want to say a big hi to all. To, of course, Ivor, and I reverse that to Miss Barbara first, and then Ivor. Yeah, Miss Barbara and Ivor, and we have Virgil and Cardinal and Mertrice, I would assume, and Mr. Francis. I don't know if he's on. And first year he'll be spending Christmas without his wife, and. I understand, I sympathize with you, Mr. Francis, but hey, you're still here. And, of course, to Simon and his wife. Yep, yeah, I called him a little earlier, and I think he'll be joining in a little bit. They went to church like myself and came back, and maybe we'll be joining a little bit. So, big shout out to my mother, as I was saying, Marubi. I think I'll be getting a call from her. Not she especially, but my sister went to visit her, and she told me whenever she gets there, then she'll call and, you know, let me get to speak to her. And, yeah, and she's just the same, you know, no better, no worse. And yet thank God she still recognizes us, you know, whenever we talk. And she's holding constructive conversation. I mean, like, she's about 90-95% there, you know, after all the massive stroke at age 92, almost 93. And to see, you know, she's still able to communicate with us, and, which is very good. My sisters, Jean and John, they are doing the brunt of the work right now. And Craig, I wish you a blessed Christmas and the family, Jean and her husband, Carlton, and John's husband, Archie, and son, Jeffrey, and Zico. I'm wishing all a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a blessed New Year to follow all year long. So I'll come back to Ivan a little bit, or you want to go on a little more?
No, man, you can go on.
Okay. So I'm going to say to Mr. and Mrs. Haynes up in Georgia. Yep. Right down in Henry County, Georgia. Evadne and Raymond. Wishing for you guys a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and not just Christmas, but for the entire year to come. Just want to say to my Florida mom, Mrs. Anderson, Mrs. Beryl Anderson. You know, I have two moms, one in New York and one in Florida. And she's down here in Miramar. Just want to give her a shout out. And to Jenny the cake lady, when you want to get the Caribbean cake, the black cake, just ask for Jenny and you can get the cake what you need. Jenny, hi. And Jenny is mom's daughter, also my sister's sister-in-law. And the rest of the family just want to say hi to you all. And, of course, to my co-workers, all my co-workers, my immediate boss, Chuck, we call him Chucky. Say hi to you, Chucky. And we just can't wish, you know, the Lord to keep us all together, safe and sound. Take us through another year, we ask of the Lord. So I'll just rest right here and come back a little more. And but just before I go, my aunt, Auntie Carol up there in New York, she texted me very early this morning. So Carol, Auntie Car, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. A little later, I'll come back.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right. I got to give you a Christmas cooking story happened to me, man. I think, 1989? That's when I came down here. I think 2 years after I came down here. You know this tour, like 6 o'clock, everything was closed, but I did not know that. So I didn't get to buy no food to cook for Christmas Day. So I went to Miami, and there was a place open named Seatown, I think, 183rd and 27th Avenue. When I went in there to look for chicken, I couldn't find a chicken. The only thing I see was a bacon hen. I take that thing up. I took it home, clean it, season it up out of this world. Put it in the oven, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, about 4 hours, and I could not put a fork inside. I couldn't put a fork inside of it. I get tired, so I leave it alone, right? I couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
I take it to a friend of mine in Carlton. He live up 191st Street, to his dog. The dog come and look in and smell it and just turn away and walk away from it, man. The dog couldn't bite it. And from that, you couldn't tell me nothing about bacon hen. I don't know what was wrong with that, but that thing could not, no matter how much you bake it, you couldn't cut it. I mean, that thing was tough. So that
you
was one of the
that was
one of the worst
Christmas. That was a rubber chicken. Virgil,
that was one of the worst
Christmas
I think I ever spent. One of the worst Christmas I think I ever spent on here.
You got a rubber chicken, Virgil.
That was really one of thick rubber that you couldn't get inside of it.
Yeah, that was a real chicken. That was some rubber business.
They gave you a grip.
You learn your lesson.
They gave you a gray goose until it was chicken.
But something, I up until now, I don't believe it was a chicken, but he said bacon hen. Ali said hen. He didn't say chicken, bacon hen. So I don't know if it was an old duck or old something they had inside there. I don't know what it was.
Okay. Cardinal,
yes.
I guess the egg that gave birth to that hen was from a sheep.
It's a possibility.
I heard you reference. I heard you made reference about a sheep egg. Tell the weight on the sheep egg. So maybe that's
oh,
the sheep egg.
Yeah, man. That is how them old man the manipulator. You know, the promise of the sheep egg. So I learned my lesson from right back.
Small ever.
So that chicken that you got, Mr. Hatch, from a sheep egg Virgil. I think I'm to something here.
I believe it was a cross mix with something, man. It had to be a cross mix with something.
I told you with a sheep.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, wanting to wish everybody a Merry Christmas once again and hoping that we are putting forward a Caribbean-style Christmas that could make the people in the weather, in the cool weather, warm. We want to share the sunshine with everybody with a Caribbean style Christmas. Oddly.
Yes.
Ivor and a certain fellow was in conversation with you. And, you know, since I realized it was so cold, I said, well, you know, to share part with Audley. Nobody wants to spend Christmas in that kind of cold weather. And so they turned on me, man. They say there's no forgiveness because you are the cause why the weather is so cold in South Florida. First you come up and you suck up our sunshine and suck up our warmth in South Florida. Now me ain't in South Florida, no, so me ain't part of the conversation. So look for who is in South Florida. That's your cue right there. Suck up our sunshine and bring down your coal and put it in the sea. So you are not, I beg them to give you a break now. So
I heard that, Cardinal. I heard that and to my brother.
You heard it,
yeah,
right?
And I'll say, he ain't heavy, he's still my brother.
Oh my God. yeah, good. Yeah,
hey,
good man,
David.
Good
Merry
man.
Christmas to you, David, and your darling wife. Bless Christmas, man.
It's not just David. David was in conversation with somebody else. So, that's what I heard. So we got a thing. Hey, let's hear a little Jamaican.
Oh, wait. No, before you bring that time, hold on.
Hold on.
Evan, just tell me, hey, I'm not waiting any longer to say Merry Christmas to you and Bobby and the rest of the crew that's on here and everybody else. Evan, Merry Christmas to you, my son. How art thou?
Thank you, Paz. Merry Christmas to you too, guys. Hope you're having a very good Christmas.
Hi, we bro.
Merry Christmas, Evan.
American
Carter. How you doing, my man?
Okay. I'm good at you, good at you.
I'm all right.
Christmas Molly. Over here by mom.
Say it again.
Merry Christmas to you, Evan.
Merry Christmas to you too, mother.
I hope Santa brought you all you wanted.
Yes, ma'am. She's here too. We all here.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, Santa.
Hey, what's up? I'm well. How's everybody doing?
Having fun.
You're doing great.
That's awesome. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, but where's my money? That's not like money. Where is my money? I call in money.
She did a celebration with her mom this year.
Oh.
She'll be here later.
Oh, make sure she give a thing-a-ling. I'll call in.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Will do.
Guys,
enjoy your Christmas.
I need to touch base with those at the grand.
Okay, I got you. We got to wait till Ava's phone turn on, so.
Yeah.
My phone, sorry. Well, yeah, I got you.
Okay, well, you have a good one. We'll be in touch later. I missed
yes,
you at FaceTime, so I have to call her back in a minute.
All right.
Yeah, we're
right,
on here from this 9 o'clock. We have another hour or so to go. And quite a few folks are on here with us, who you know as well.
Yes, sir.
I sent you the picture with the guy who died. You remember him?
Butu. I see the picture. Yes, sir.
Butu. Yeah. You should be wondering, close by, not from your guys there.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, well, Tash and Tony is here. Tash is cooking. I don't think she's gonna send you any food though.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just chilling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ma'am? Yeah, my mom said Merry Christmas, too.
Yeah, tell her Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Mom.
Well, you can't say Merry Christmas for yourself, please?
Sir?
Not that she went away already? That she have to send
a message? Who's my mom? Oh, no. Nah, group of them have a little get-together, so I'm cleaning up as we speak.
Okay. All right, then. Well, just touching base. We're going to go on here. We have another hour to go.
So I don't have a song crank up there ready to go. So you know how we get. If you don't play the song here, you're going to say something bad about me. All right, then. Love you, son.
All right. Love you more, Pop. Okay. Y'all enjoy y'all Christmas, everyone. Y'all have a good one.
Okay.
Have a great one, Evan.
All right, Carl. Have a good one. Love you, Carl.
Everything would be fine. If only one thing, we could either move the bus or move the fellow who like to throw people under it. And then everything would be fine.
Hey, I'll go, hey, Cardinal, I'll take my chance with the bus. It's better than the train.
No.
Y'all have a good one. Enjoy your Christmas. Okay, good, good.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Let's see, going to be blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody ready for something?
I get ready to jump up, man. Jump you lose your sound, Cardinal? Mr. DJ?
No. Some study. Jamaican drummer boy.
And he can seem like he's distracted. He's distracted, people.
I wait for the money.
The show like Jaggy.
Christmas in the islands, okay. Rapa pum pum, rapa pum pum. I don't like the pum pum part though.
Wait, if you don't want the pum pum part, you ain't gonna get no rap either.
No.
But it all come as one. It come as all one package. I don't know what you.
It's a package.
Huh? It's a package.
Okay.
It's a package.
Okay. Audi had a program. Yep. Audi came before the train, before the bus or the train. Well,
he didn't say he prefer any. He said we take a chance. He take a chance with the bus rather than the train.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm taking that to mean that it's a preference. But again, I'm a, again, hey,
Wrong again. Sorry about that.
Well, folks,
we still have another maybe 45 minutes
or
so to go.
Would you have a Kenny Rogers song? When a child is born, I don't know if you when a child is born.
Oh, Kenny Rogers.
We can look hard for that. When a child is born, Kenny Rogers.
I'll see if you can locate it.
I'll take Kenny and Dolly Parton. Now, if you don't have that one, you know Kenny and Dolly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas.
Okay.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Let's see if we can get that. Go ahead, Ivor. Pick me up.
You can play something else in the meantime. When we get to that,
that's not gonna. Yeah, you said when a child is born, that's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Or peace on earth. I don't know if the title is peace on earth or will to men. I don't know.
Some cookies I have to have a birthday today. No, you might as well just go and tell them Merry Christmas, happy birthday. So.
Excuse me, sir. We have a bunch of Englishmen. Today the 25th.
Yeah, you can hear them up. They're listening.
Yeah. Okay. We have Cardinal's brother to Chris. Cardinal's brother having a birthday, Chris. Oliver Solomon, you know, from...
Chris Morton, yeah.
Oliver Solomon today?
Huh?
Oliver Solomon.
You say
Oliver
Solomon? Did you say Oliver Solomon?
Yeah. Yes, Oliver Solomon, his birthday
yeah.
today
Oliver
also. And your grandniece, I have a grandniece, Ava Rose, your grandniece, Yeah, Ivor's grandniece, Averroes, having a birthday as well today. Yeah, dude. And for cricket, we have Marcus Christophic from England, along with Simon Jones, Alistair Cook, and Walter Comfort. Pakistani, Mansoor Akhtar, Mohammad Razan. And we have Alia Pervez and Monsoon Ajad. From New Zealand, we have Donald McRae, Hedley Howard, and Nicky Turner. From Australia, Clarence Grimmett, and Jody Davis, female cricketer, of course. From Kenya, Alex Obanda. From the West Indies, Chanel Daly. From Jamaica, female cricketer, Azad Saeed from United Arab Emirates. And the man that saved... No, that's not it. That one is good. That's just about it. Cricketers having birthday and of course those others I give to you.
All across the land, dark and brand new. A rainbow flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish fills the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble.
it comes to pass when a child is born, a rosy hue settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground, for it's fellow to no one seems for long. It comes to pass when a child is born.
And all happens because the world is waiting. Waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor. And misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It must come true
somewhere, soon, somehow.
All across the land, down to Brandy Land. This comes to pass when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child.
You have it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What about this one by Elvis? Did you play it already? I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
No,
you
Elvis.
You play
going, that one
already?
Keep going. Why would
I don't know the words.
But you're doing a lot of humming, so you can help you hum along.
Christmas
Having a wonderful Christmas. You're requesting songs, you're getting them too early. So it's your show, another 30 minutes or so, and we will be wrapping up this marathon. I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. Elton Tucker. He would have called earlier. I missed his call. And, well, you did say Oliver Solomon. I have to give him a buzz so he can get his birthday wishes on air. So let's see if we can get him to Colonel O'Connell dropped here. What is Simon's number? Is that 473 number? Yeah, it's here 47. Let's see, the hand didn't go, but let's see if we can get him in here. 47473. Hand didn't go up, but you're listening in. Merry Christmas to you and family, whomever you are. 47473. If that's not it, might be someone in the Orlando area. I just took the liberty to just say hi and hello.
Simon's one is either 718 or 321.
Okay, so that would not be him. That's just a listener there who is listening up, and we welcome them. Of course, hope they're having a wonderful Christmas. It's a little chilly and cold, but that's what we come to know Christmas to be all about. Snowy, cold, wintry. It's a cold and wintry day. I must sing a song like that in a cold and winter night. The jazz brass over the years. Colonel would have dropped off. He would have left us. Maybe he
no, I'm
with the touch.
I'm still here. I'm back.
Okay, I sight at the top there.
I was gonna give Audley another version of Blue Christmas
All yours.
I was
singing along. You have to make his day now, because yeah. I'm gonna do everything for Audley, because all these things you all say, I'm not sure about Audley. Audley's here now. I'm gonna let him know who's in his corner. So you fix up Audley here.
you have the courage to let him know who take his corner. So you got to go find. So you got to go find some place to take a rest.
I'm telling you, man. Ooh.
I hope you have a tall enough stool to sit in between rounds. Since I'm gonna be in the corner.
I'll make it happen. Trust me.
No,
I'll make it happen.
I was looking for this tall enough. Oh, right.
Like Jim Reed.
Without you, I'll be so blue, thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Not here with me, and when those blue start calling, that's when those blue heartaches start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of wine.
Got it twice over. Yeah. I won't have anybody, you know, dragging your name to the mud about how, you know, we're going to be celebrating New Year's Day. And then the next day, you're going to ask Oddly, when is your birthday? And he says, next year. So I'm not going to allow, you know, people to drag you around like that. I give it to you in double doses, man. There you go.
All right.
Well,
right,
I want to say
right.
Happy. We have
yeah,
to stop
yeah,
the press.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
to stop the press, Cardinal and Audley. And
okay.
Is Tony and Tash? Tony and Tash, you still here with me?
Tony.
Do we have Tony? Do we have Tash? Yes,
okay,
I think the number is still up there. Well, we have to stop
and
the
then,
press now. We have Mr. Elton Tucker is online with us, and he's going to receive Merry Christmas from all of us, and I'm sure he would want to return the favor, and to others as well. My good man, Merry Christmas to you and the family. It was good seeing you over the past week or so, and Colonel, you have to take this, you know. I had some real man food from Tucker, dumpling and cabbage and all the good stuff. Anyway, that's to sum the meal. Mr. Tucker, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just great.
Just
I must
great.
Ask the same question to how you're doing and the rest of the crew.
Well, I can answer you. I'm just doing one bad. I'm not doing two bad.
That sounds good. the only thing, even before you get too far, that I have to throw in, I would think that, are you up in Atlanta area?
Yes.
Or Georgia area?
Yes, I'm cold Atlanta.
And I like I said, I just have to throw something good in. It's like we're down here in South Florida freezing, but I hope you guys up there are staying warm. down here we are about maybe it's in the high 40s now, and we are freezing down here. But it's like we can say take our time and enjoy it. But I hope you're not too cold up there.
Well, you know Cardinal Mills and Virgil Francis, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling you, the amount of things they say, I couldn't believe that they would have said that you would have said this for real. They told me you were going to say this and rub it in, but I didn't believe them. But now,
I'm saying it's in a good spirit, though.
That's what I know.
Mr. Tucker.
Mr. Tucker. Actually, 46
yes,
now, and with the wind chill, it feels like 41.
Where are you?
I'm in Lauderdale Lakes, right in Florida.
Okay. You're a smart guy. I thought I understand. I know you were a smart guy. You stayed in Florida. You're not
at
like
the
some
right
people
time.
That we know.
At the right time. I tell you something. That man exchanged places with me. I was in Georgia. So he has taken my place in the course.
I'm not going to say he was smart, but like some people would say you are smarter.
You have to look at the overall picture, and I'll say he is very smart. When you take a look at the overall picture.
No, I'm not going to say he's not smart. He's a smart guy, but I'm going to say you are smarter.
And I'm telling you, you have a way with words, Mr. Tucker. It's almost 2023,
Tucker.
So we hope that 2022 would have been much better than 2021. Definitely much better than 2020. We know how the COVID came around and lingered on for 2021. So this Christmas, I hope you would be, you know, you get some black cake with some raisins, a good roast. I don't know about the roasted honey ham and all that stuff, but whatever it is, I hope you are fed up to the stomach, as the Africans would say, and you remember to look out for your neighbor and make sure that everything's okay.
Well, that's good. I really appreciate that. It's like you couldn't have said it any better. And we're down here. We just had lunch, and it's like, for some reason, I mean, I heard a lot of people talk about Christmas dinner, but I really think that Christmas lunch is better. And I couldn't give you the reason for that, why I think so. Christmas lunch, at least you'll be able to have leftover from lunch for dinner. If you have dinner, then they don't have much. It's like next thing is for them to go to sleep.
I agree with it. That sounds logical to me. That sounds logical. Yes. So,
but
Christmas,
you know, Ivor is the one who created this idea of calling it Christmas dinner. He starts eating at lunchtime, you know. But it's at the end of dinner when he takes the last bite. So he calls it dinner. But he's been eating from since breakfast. So everything rolls
I eat one time a day. You're right.
He eat once.
Yes.
He tells everybody he had his Christmas dinner. Dinner time is when he took the last bite, but he start biting his breakfast. Okay. One a day.
You know, if you're in a position where you can't bite along like Ivor all day from morning until you get the last bite, you can still have a big dinner in the evening. But I would advise you to get a nice bunch of grass and leave by your door when you're going to bed. So when that nightmare comes, you'll eat the grass instead of riding you.
No, man. I ever gonna sleep restfully after that. You know?
Well, I told her already, that's how they identified me, you know, because, you know, all babies, for whatever reason, they always come out looking the same, pink, white, black, whatever, not even black. They got me mixed up. They got me mixed up with the other babies that was alongside me. But the couple was white, and I was supposed to be black. And the only way the DNA they say is to find out who is black and who is white. They fed both babies. And after we finished eating, the white baby got up one to play soccer, and I went to snowing. They say, oh, the one that's snowing after they fed up, that's the black baby. Nigga,
that's the black baby.
Ivor.
Yes.
Tell one of them check them pot, because I smell the rice like he started to burn. So tell them check them pot.
Just,
don't fall asleep.
I think
fall asleep.
and she's not paying attention.
Yes,
Tash.
I think she fell asleep took a while because she checked the rice. She just not off like a while ago.
Okay. I don't know if what I'm thinking is what you're saying. Katash is the only lady I think is on here at this time. You know, back in the day, in the 60s and so, when long before your time, Virgil, when the things stick up in your bottom, we say your wife's burning. Is that what you mean? When the undies stick up there, they say your wife is burning. You don't want to tell a guy to stick it out of there, you know?
I smell the rice burning, the pot.
And that's what I want to find out. What are you talking? Is that the kind of rice you're talking about? Rice burning?
No,
you're talking the colloquial
the black
language?
The rice and black eyed peas.
Okay. You all have nothing in Jamaica too, Mr. Tucker? When your rice is burning, when it's walking?
Pretty much the same.
Pretty
thing.
Much. Okay, good.
Pretty
okay.
much.
So Virgil,
not 100%, but.
But it's close by. It's close enough.
Close enough to call it that.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? If it didn't go so, it nearly go so.
That's right.
Close by. Close enough.
Okay.
Close enough.
There you go. Yeah, but Colonel, have a nice song queued up here for you, like maybe coming home for Christmas. Who is going home for Christmas? Kendrick George's of Blessed Memory. Colonel, have that queued up there. But in the meantime, Mr. Tucker, you want to go ahead and send some greetings out. The world is listening on air, so you might as well say it. And who not hearing it live would hear it back in the archives. So
well, I'm just going to make it short. All I'm going to say is I wish each and everyone a happy holiday. I'm not going to say Christmas or New Year's. I'm just going to say holiday, just to put everything in one, because, you know, some people don't celebrate Christmas. So instead of saying Christmas, I'm going to say, hope you have a happy holiday, and I wish you all the best. And I hope that you don't stay in the cold for too long. Again, all the best to each and every one. God bless. We love you all.
I thought you said it was going to make it short 4 feet, 5 inches. You make it 7 feet, 2 inches.
Surely, it's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you. And the things we always share, how I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is beautiful, but oh, with you it's much for your picture, thinking beauty's in a frame, so hold it close to me. It gets better, but could never be the same if I could hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and coat can keep me warm.
George's of blessed memory. He penned that one. Such talent gone too soon, to be honest with you. Is there for you with the Christmas mood of blessed memory, the same one who penned "Wish We Would Be Home for Christmas." We just gave you a little piece there to show the guy talent. A few more moments.
Give me a break. Let me say happy birthday to Kathleen's niece, Jovita. She's celebrating a birthday today. And her grandniece is celebrating a birthday in a few days. I think it's on the 27th. So let me say happy birthday to both of them. Merry Christmas again to Kathleen, to her sister Ethlyn, and her niece,
Danica.
So says all of us.
And their respective families and spouses, to Danny, Danica's dad, to her other son, Zay, and to the little baby, Zene, who is going to be turning one in this month. So Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, all at the same time. Let me also say Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday to Irma. I'm not sure if Irma is listening because, you know, this is partying time for the people over there in St. Martin. They've been cooking since last week. So Irma must be on the party roll by now. She probably was listening this morning, but, you know, it doesn't get too far after 12 before the party begins. And it's going to go on well into tomorrow. So Merry Christmas to Irma, one of the special finalists. Merry Christmas again to the Nevis on Vision 2020 Vision Radio. To Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff over there, and to Carmen, Lady Secretion. Merry Christmas to you, and hoping that you're celebrating the peace and looking forward to enjoy the carnival, which is much further.
Here you go. Yeah, no, so hold on.
Okay. That's it. If we're going to,
okay.
If you're cold, Ivor, I would suggest you light a fire and put chestnuts to roast on it. So anyway, when are you ready?
You suggest what?
You light a fire and put chestnuts to roast.
Okay,
on
well,
the fire.
Well, before we do that, we have the man who would have made carnival a distinction in St. Kitts and Nevis, and he wants to say, and he wants to hear, Happy Carnival! Hello, Matt! Happy Carnival, boy! What going on, boy? What going on?
I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Please don't make no bacchanal. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy Carnival. Ayo!
Ayo!
Hello, Matt!
Hey. Everybody who could hear, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Happy Carnival, Christmas festivities. May you all have a wonderful day, a wonderful night, and enjoy yourselves. God bless everybody.
Yeah, man, big up yourself. We're getting ready to get off here in about 10 minutes. But
okay.
Without having Christmas and Carnival going down 4th Street or nothing like that, you know what I mean? You have to just say it like it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nobody going down 4th Street, no, up there go.
Oh, they going down 4th Street? I like going up, you know.
Yeah.
But
you can
see
a good one,
but
up the park.
Up the park, you mind?
Yeah.
I know a partner here who just talked to you. I ain't find no name. They asked him, boy. He always up and he said, boy, how we going down? How we went down? He said, boy, you use iodine.
Iodex is the thing you put on your foot.
So how you doing, man? How things?
Man, I hear.
You
hear me chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I have an electric chair. So I'm in the chair here just chilling and talking to the one or two girls that are left. So I'm speaking to a man with a child foot. I mean with a what did I say? I didn't mean to say child foot, I mean let's say foot. I thought the other day called me, he said, Pussy Sledge? I said, who you calling Pussy Sledge? I barely met. He said, oh. He said, some girl say, must call me Pussy Sledge. I said, boy, no, me don't sing love song. He sing just out of reach. Just out of reach. Oh, my God. But I really we're gonna talk the cricket for a while because West Indies is so embarrassing.
Yeah, well,
Steve Smith picked back in form on West Indies. He gone again. He lambasted up there. The killing. Who they play now? England?
No, South Africa. No, South Africa.
South Africa got good bowling, you know.
Yeah.
The batting is not as solid, but they got good bowling. Nausea and Tavara and them boy the bowl good.
Yeah.
So what is scope there now? They done. I said they win. Done beat them already.
Yeah, they win the first test big time, man. But I guess the next test tomorrow, right?
Boy.
The back in the test.
Man, bang is too bad in the first test, you know, because it's hard to come back.
Yeah, man. South Africa batting failed terribly, man.
In batting. Sometimes they look good, and next time they look so good. But even all them white boys start playing, they're moving out. They're good batsman and they're good cricketers. They want to play with all some black man. I don't understand them, but that's how it is. That's the apartheid. They're going to take a while before they catch back themselves, you know?
Ivor.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This is Tucker.
Tucker. You there? Yeah, we can hear you, yeah.
Yeah. It's not really South Africa batting is not really that bad, you know. Australia bowling is very good.
Yeah, that is true.
Australia bowling is very good.
With a combination of bowling,
and people may vex with me even to say this. West Indies is really, really not all that bad, you know. I'm not saying that they're not bad. It's like somebody may got to make
you
know why
they
say that. But Australia bowling is very good. Australia bowling is very good. Yeah, Australia bowling is very good.
Yep. But Tucker, when you realize that they make 100, South Africa make 152 in the first inning and 99 in the second, that is it's poor batting by South Africa standards. That even your stalwart Dean Elgar stood up in either inning. So, you know, I mean, they don't have that depth there, but we know that they can go forward and perform better than that. So they really batted poorly, and you know, the bowling was competitive to Australia, but the batting is weak. The batting is weak,
and I understand that much, but I'm still saying that we are not giving Australia enough credit pertaining to the bowling. They have a good bowling attack.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think that
South Africa's batting is that brittle to just fold up to Australia bowling just like that.
Right,
you know
that too.
I mean, South Africa is the only team that would beat Australia, both in South Africa and in Australia. That's why they try to tamper with the ball, you know, because South Africa always, regardless of how good the bowling is, South Africa always defeating them, and so they try something new, which was tampering with the ball.
Yeah.
So. You know, what is they do to think? South Africa's batting is not that brittle. I mean, I don't see the young man Peterson, and I was expecting to see great things from him. He's solid in defense.
Sure.
I don't know how good his concentration is. His depth of concentration
well,
is. But, you know, I don't think South Africa back is that brittle to suffer like that.
Yeah, we're going to close up now, Colonel.
Okay.
Tell them about G.S. Brass or G.S. Brass. Which one? G.S. Brass or G.S. Yeah, well, let's begin to wind it down. Let's begin to wind it down. We got to be closing out now. We've been here all day long. And now Mr. Tucker has his book. Some people are preparing dinner. And by the time they're eating it, they'll just roll over and just lunch instead of dinner. That's the last word. Okay, let's go ahead. Arlie, you have to give a goodbye.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
So once again, I just want to wish everyone listening and those of you in the archives good Christmas, wonderful Christmas. And remember just one word of advice, to be wise men, still seek Jesus. Have a grand Christmas. God bless.
All right, well, David, to see you. And I understand you're very cold, but the guy who brought the coal down here is still wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas. David. And, well, Leon is here as well. So, Leon, you want to say...
I really want to just take this opportunity to wish everyone a very happy Christmas, of course. I should have been on a little earlier, but circumstances prevented me not to. But we're grateful to be alive. I just hope everyone had a wonderful time listening to the wonderful music. I heard some of it, but I couldn't participate in as much as I wanted to. Thanks for allowing me to do so. And we wish each and every one of you a healthy, a prosperous new year. May God bless everyone. Regards to everyone's family on behalf of the Cricket Show, and hope that everything will go well come 2023. Good night, good afternoon, good morning. And Audley, have a blessed day as well. And take good care.
You too, my brother. You too, my brother.
Yes, all right. Well, Colonel, send us home.
Well, yes. You know, it's always the objective of Caribbean Global Voices to celebrate with you. Today we were able to celebrate with you, wishing all, each and every one of our fans, our regular fans, our special fans, and the people who drop by from time to time. We were happy to be able to celebrate this day with you, that Christians in this region celebrate as a day of solemn get-together, peace and goodwill to all men and all of that good people. And as you celebrate all that, we are happy to celebrate it all with you. Tomorrow begins the celebration of Kwanzaa. And for those of you who celebrate that, I wish you happy Kwanzaa. Tomorrow is the first day of Kwanzaa, known as Umoja. It means unity. Its objective is to develop and maintain the community, the family, and the nation. May peace be with everyone as you go off to have your dinner or go off to sleep after your dinner. And once again, Merry Christmas and enjoy the rest of the year. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know what the thing is, Miss Leslie? No?
Well, it's afternoon. Well, folks, we've been here for quite a while now, but this is going to be where we're going to be bidding you
Bye, bye, bye. Christmas coming on, cold and winter day. It's cold in my neck of the woods, but hopefully we'll have warmed your hearts. The rest of the day be the best of your day. We are out. Ta-da.